ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark!
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
Along with Ian Perrin, the Big Ten referees tonight, Brian Hankus and Tom DeLaFranco. The linesmen, Riley Bowles and Dan Cohen. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Every game big for the Badgers right now. Three games under 500. They need to get to 500 to be eligible for the NCAA tournament unless they win the Big Ten tournament. Currently 1 point behind fourth place Michigan for the final home playoff spot in the Big Ten tournament. 4 points behind Ohio State. The Badgers will be in Columbus next weekend. Here they're taking on Penn State in Madison, and we're underway. Penn State, the best faceoff team in the country at 56%, wins the opening draw. But the Badgers get it and dump it down in and will pursue the puck. It's Cade Christensen, the big left-handed defenseman, spins it around to the near side. They break out. Serrato to the middle of the ice. Fitzgerald right on him. Serrato takes a bump from Fitzgerald as he dumps it in. Scarfoni behind his net. Breakout far side, Dexheimer. Kukkonen couldn't handle the pass. He will on a second attempt now, and Kukkonen up the middle to Morrissey. Right side, busting in. Here's Wisconsin's Liskoski. Tries to get a backhander off. He got pulled from behind. Save made by Sergeyev. The Badgers get a power play 38 seconds in. Boy, that developed quickly out of the Badgers' zone.
Yeah, it did, because Penn State was in the midst of a change, and the left-handed defenseman who jumped up on the ice decided to come up to the center, and Liskoski, who had just come off the bench, was ready to rumble. And of course, when you get that pass and you get a breakaway like that, he tried to go five-hole on his backhand, but he never even got any wood on the puck because of the fact that he was being hooked by the Penn State player.
Yep, that would be Aiden Fink. The sophomore forward gets 2 minutes for hooking at 38 seconds. So the Badgers on a power play, about 23% this season, 25% in league play. They'll rim it around to the far side. Quinn Finley at the right half wall. Now to Dexheimer, pressured and flips it to the corner. Simon Tassie with Ryland Mosley and Gavin Morrissey. Morrissey outside the left circle, takes a look, thought about passing straight away, flubbed it. Now Dexheimer's got it. Back left wing to Morrissey. To the goal line, Liskoski, or beg your pardon, Tassie tries to set up Mosley. That was broken up by the forward Dane Dowiak. And now a bad pass by Morrissey, intercepted by Penn State. Here comes Peters down the right wing and then veers off to his right with three Badgers hustling back. Penn State has six shorthanded goals this season. Its penalty kill is 80%, but 69% in league play. Not good at all. Quinn Finley flies into the offensive zone, taps it out to Liskoski, heaves it over the outstretched hand of Finley down to the far corner and Owen Lindmark. The Badgers captain spins it back around to the left corner. Down the boards comes Finley. Tried to get it to Tyson Dick. He's met on the near side by Christensen. Penn State able to clear. 55 seconds to go on the Badgers. Kunis power play early on here in Madison. No score.
Morrissey flubbed on three pass attempts, yeah. I think, at that point in time. I don't know if he's using somebody else's stick or whether he better adjust his contacts.
Owen Lindmark in his 165th game lets the puck roll around to the far side. Liskoski. Now Hensler backpedaling and fires. Fired it right off the right pad of Sergeyev. Puck loose in the Penn State zone, eventually gathered in by the Nittany Lions, and Braden Ford will skate it out and send it in, and Penn State will change its penalty killers one more time. 20 seconds to go in Wisconsin's man advantage.
This will be the most aggressive penalty kill that we have seen here in the Big Ten. They, after the first pass is made, they kind of back off, but notice how deep they play on the breakout.
Yeah, they've got one man on the forecheck and then three wide near the red and blue line. Badgers dump it down in, but the power play's expired. Wisconsin trying to gain possession in the offensive zone to our left. Knocked down to his knees was Wisconsin's Jack Horbach. He's double-teamed behind the net. Gets some support from freshman Ryan Botterill, but Penn State has the puck and breaks out. Aiden Fink now can't get around Wisconsin's Palatichuk. Slowed down to the corner, still has possession with it. Fink now turns and sends it back behind the net. It rolls to the far side, and Reese Lawback out to the point. Shot by Carter Shade. Blocked. Loose in the slot. Picked up Fink. He shoots one low. It's right between the pads of Scarfoni and tucked in by Lawback. 1-0 Nittany Lions.
First shot on goal. You're right. It went right between the pads, and the backside defenseman, who I think was Palatichuk, had the man relatively tied up as he was going into the back of the side. No, it was Dexheimer, excuse me. But when the puck's laying there and you've got the inside track, easy goal for Penn State.
Reese Lawback, who originally committed to Mike Hastings and Todd Kanat at Minnesota State, gets his 11th goal of the season. Aiden Fink will get the primary assist, his 19th. And so Penn State on the board first here in Madison. The Badgers had a power play, and then Fink, dangerous in the slot, put it on goal. Scarfoni tried to get his pads together just a tad too late, and it trickled right through the pillows. And then knocked in by a Lawback.
Yeah, just laying there like a big old potato.
Yep. And now the puck back out at center. Gavin Morrissey will dump it in out of the reach of the goaltender Sergeyev behind his net. They try to break out. Steele. Finley's got a right circle slot. Morrissey back to Finley. Oh, big
Lord.
Save by Sergeyev in tight. Quick whistle blown by Delafranco, the referee, and a stoppage in play. Bad turnover by Penn State, and boy, the Badgers had a great chance to pull even.
That's just like you draw it up on the hockey playbook. Give, go, give, and shoot, and have your leading scorer shoot on his forehand.
Right.
That's a golden opportunity missed.
Finley held scoreless last weekend at Minnesota. Only six games out of 28 this season has Finley gone without a point. Tied for fourth in the country in goals with 19, sixth in points. Here's a turnaround feed by Tassie, low right through the paint. Cutting down from the point is Hensler. Turned, feed in front, Tassie off the heel of his stick. Tied up a bit by the defenseman, Jared Crespo. Now pitched out of harm's way by Dowiak, and they turn and come to our right. It's Tyler Puckett with it. Big right-handed forward, a grad student from Collegeville, Pennsylvania, sent it in. After it, Dowiak, he's stick handling in the near side wall. Hensler able to nudge it ahead to Owen Lindmark. He'll skate it out to the red line, and then helped by Botterill, who tried to get it deep, unable to do so. Penn State with the puck at center. Danny Shaniev, all 5'5" of them, had the puck at neutral ice. Rolls across the Badgers line. Now a battle ensues right by the scorers table in front of us, and the white and cardinal clad Badgers cough it up. Lead feed Lawback. He got his stick at it behind Dexheimer in pursuit, and then diving Lawback shot was paddled away by Scarfoni. Didn't have a clean lane to the net. Fink with a puck though, bumps it off the right wing, wide open in front. Shaniev, nobody on him. From the hash marks down, Ian, towards the goaltender, there was nobody defending Geneev, and had Fink seen him sooner, it'd be 2-0. And now Fink fires one that goes off a stick out to the blue line. Geneev shot blocked by Dexheimer. Fink hustling after it to his knees, keeps it alive in the attacking zone before it threw it to the stick of Ben Dexheimer. The Badgers will settle it down. 5:15 into the first. Penn State with a 1-0 lead.
Wholesale changes for Bucky. Dexheimer behind the net. Not a bad way. They go with a 1-2-2. You should be able to break that out of the zone relatively easily.
Tyson Dick with Sawyer Scholl and Jack Horbach, this forward line for Wisconsin. Although Adam Pietila, the extra skater, filling in for Horbach now. Zach Scholes, the sophomore defenseman, kicks the puck to his forehand and taps it ahead. Pietila in pursuit, out of his reach, and gathered in now by Penn State's Braden Ford. Ford will dump it in. After it, Jack Phelan for Wisconsin. The defenseman moves it back near side to Scholes, up to center Dick. Fired a pass that hit the buttocks of Matt DeMarsico and then lobbed back Wisconsin's way. An icing called on Penn State. 1-0 Nittany Lions. Lawback at 3:10 is the 11th of the year.
And again, it was a giveaway. It was a giveaway save.
Yeah.
And but that line, that top line of theirs, have that ability to find the open puck, find the open man, find the open space.
Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Hensler behind the net now. Morrissey. Defended there by Charlie Serrato. Pass to the slot. Finley defended. Picked up by Mosley. Turnaround shot. That's blocked. Caroms to the far side. DeMarsico after it. Morrissey right on him. Puck goes to the corner. And Finley engaged now with a defenseman. Crespo is able to poke the puck free to Serrato. And up to the near side, Weebush. And Serrato just got hit up near the chin. Went down on all fours. Tried to draw a penalty. Nothing called.
He did it. That was about a 9.9 on the acting scale in my book.
Here's Morrissey now across the line. Badgers onside. Morrissey tried to feed it to Finley, cutting to the net. Good read by Christensen to break that up. Bolotichuk from the red line, trying to get it back deep. Knocked down by Simon Mack, their team captain, and sent all the way back into the Wisconsin zone where Bolotichuk goes to get it. About 7 minutes gone by in the first. 1-0 Nittany Lions with a lead. Badgers got a power play 38 seconds in, but failed to convert. And then Penn State scored just a little less than a minute later. Wisconsin's had its issues, giving up goals early in a game. Zhaniev now shoots one. That went off the stick and over the outstretched glove of Scarfoni, wide and to the backboards. Here's Bolotichuk now. Turns to his left and scoops it out through center. Bounces on edge. Not strongly enough for icing. Penn State's Christensen back to get it. Simon Tassi meets him right along the side of the net. But the Nittany Lions come right through the middle now. Here's Peters. Snaps one off. Glove save made by Scarfoni. He hangs on. Keaton Peters, the Sussex, Wisconsin native, had a chance right down the middle. And Scarfoni with his best stop so far. 12:26 into the first. 1-0 Penn State.
Once Christensen beat Simon Tassi along the boards, you got into a situation where it became a 3-on-2, and it was uncomfortable for the back-checking forward because he didn't really know which player from Penn State he should take. Is he going to take the Christensen, who's probably going to hold up? I've got a feeling we're going to have a review.
Well, there was contact. Charlie Serrato was skating out of his own zone. I didn't see the contact, but I looked back and saw him go down, and he's grabbing his face mask. He was on all fours, looking at the referees, got nothing. Guy Gadowski then spoke with Brian Hankus, one of the referees. And so with the stoppage in play, they will take a look at video replay to see if Wisconsin should be penalized for a five-minute major. Wisconsin Hockey brought to you this weekend and every weekend by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore ClearyBuilding.com today. We haven't seen video replay yet, so
no,
I'm not sure what the referees exactly are looking at.
This Ryland Mosley was the guilty party, okay. If it is. Just skated right through him.
Yeah, we just got a brief look where Serrato goes down, but I'm not sure there was a lot of contact there. The referees are in communication with the folks up here at the scorer's table. And we wait for their determination here. Badgers and Penn State again tomorrow night, 6 o'clock faceoff, 5:30 pregame on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Then off to Ohio State before the regular season ends here on February 22nd and 23rd. Beg your pardon, 21st and 22nd against Notre Dame. Badgers have to go 5-1 over the final six games to finish the regular season above 500. Four games at home, two on the road against an Ohio State team that's currently in third place and has given Wisconsin fits over the last few years.
I think that the higher priority is to get home ice for the first round of the playoffs.
Sure.
I mean, that would, whether that's a 4-2 or a 3-3 or whether Michigan stumbles, you know, right, all of those things put in. But I did like the quote by Coach Hastings in his annual or weekly press conference. Isn't it amazing that there's still three-point games, but it just gets magnified,
no doubt,
as to the importance of all these games.
Yeah. Michigan and Michigan State tied at one halfway through the second period in East Lansing. And now the referees are about to step outside. Let us know what's going on. Ryland Mosley gets a five-minute major and a game misconduct for head contact. Oh, that throws a wrinkle into things. Mike Hastings now talking with referee Tom DeLaFranco, and the Badgers' second leading scorer. Well, he and Morrissey both have 29, but their second leading goal scorer, Ryland Mosley, done for the night, 7.5 minutes in. Wow.
Five-minute major and game misconduct to Ryland Mosley at the 7:34 mark.
Wow.
Contact to the head. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't see it. On the replay, they have a lot better angles, all the rest of that kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is the Badgers are down 1-0. And they now have to kill off a five-minute major power play.
Wisconsin's penalty kill's been good of late. 26 of 29 over the last 11 games. 80% overall, 77% in the league. Penn State with the puck back behind the Badgers' net. Palatichuk just cross-checked Dowiak down to the ice. We play on. Kerr tried to dig it free off the end boards. It's chopped out to the point and Mack. He's at the left side. Now to the left wing and Lawback. Out to Mack, right side. Fink catches, walks to the dot, bumps it back out to Mack. 30 seconds gone by in their five-minute power play. Shot by Fink, blocked by Kerr. Up into the air, knocked to the near side by Wisconsin's Palatichuk. And then it's heaved up off a stick and over the glass out of play. 4:23 left in the major penalty to Ryland Mosley. Badgers down 1-0 here, first period in Madison.
Yeah, 37 seconds of complete control in the offensive zone by Penn State. It's going to take a couple individual efforts here to kill this one off.
Penn State had scored a power play goal at least one over a six-game stretch until Saturday when it went 0-4 in losing at Michigan. About 21% overall and in league play is Penn State's power play percentage. Here's a puck down low right. They have DeMarcico out to the point in Amon. Right-handed defenseman to the left-handed DeMarcico. Shoots one
good
low.
Job.
Stick save made by Scarfone. Directed it to the far corner. Jack Thalen then jousting with J.J. Wiebusch. A freshman forward for Penn State. Puck is loose off the stick of Morrissey and caromed right to Scarfone in the crease. He had to cover quickly and get a whistle. 3:52 left in the power play for Penn State. 1-0 Nittany Lions on top.
Well, about as boring and as uninteresting as you can talk about a hockey game, it's the scrums along the end boards. But from the Badgers' perspective, it's a time killer.
Yep. Penn State won the faceoff. Mack with it. Far wing. It's Lawback. Puck deflected by one of the Badgers' penalty killers. Turned over by Penn State, and Kerr picks up the loose change and sends it all the way down. 3.5 minutes left of the power play for Penn State. Here comes Simon Mack up the ice. Mack has put up some points this season, 18 in 26 games. Here's number 18, Aiden Fink. Hands off near side Dowiak, bumps it out to Mack, and then his pass cross ice broken up by Morrissey, who wanted to bust free, but the puck was bobbling and up in his sweater and finally dropped down to the ice, and he sent it all the way down, but killing off time on this Penn State power play. Badgers have a couple of shorthanded goals this season. Fitzgerald's out there right now with Morrissey, Thalen, and Scholes. Penn State spins it around in the offensive zone to the point, coughed up by Mack and cleared by Scholes. Less than 3 minutes to go on the Penn State power play.
Boy, Scholes and Phelan are going to gather a lot of time on this penalty kill.
Sure are.
They've been successful.
Laskowski out on the PK ride now. He's got one of the Badgers' shorthanded goals. Lindmark the other. Those two team together with Scholes and Phelan. Penn State will whip it in. DeMarsico with it left corner. Met there by Phelan. Slowed just a bit. DeMarsico tries to muscle it out to the point, but right to the stick of Wisconsin's Lindmark. Pitched it past the defenseman. Tries to cut in left wing. No angle there, but he takes it to the corner. Now pins it against the kick plate, trying to waste more time before DeMarsico finally pulls it free. 2:15 to go in the Penn State power play. 1-0 Nittany Lions. 9:35 to go in the first. Scarfoni rimmed it around but not out. Amon now back to the near side point for Lugris. Good play by Lindmark to force Amon's hand quickly. And the puck came across the blue line out to neutralize, so Penn State had to touch up. Under 2 minutes to go in the Nittany Lions power play. With it now, Serrato. He'll fire it in, left corner to right. Spins around to the near side, Dylan Lugris. He couldn't control, and it comes all the way through neutral back to the Penn State zone. Doing a good job here, Ian.
Yeah, and they're keeping the puck to the perimeter, and Penn State's not winning those perimeter battles. That's the along the boards, they have not been very good on the power play.
Here comes Mack up the middle of the ice. Drops back to Fink at the red line. Blue line pass. Too far for Doiak. After it, Scholes, he's able to get enough of it to headman to Morrissey, who scoops it out. Bounces over the stick of Mack and all the way down. 80 seconds left on the Penn State power play. 1-0 Nittany Lions. Loose puck at center. Fitzgerald picks it up,
baby.
And fired down by Phelan. Excellent work by the Wisconsin penalty kill.
Yeah, a lot of those turnovers have been in the neutral zone. There haven't been turnovers down deep, which can really cause terror to the Badger penalty killers.
Penn State gains the line. Oh, they were delayed offside. And so the puck is free to Laskowski, who skates behind his own net, finds Kerr, and he sends it the length of the ice. 45 seconds to go in that five-minute major power play for Penn State.
Yeah, I use this descriptive term a lot, anemic. That's what Penn State's power play has been like here in the first 4.5 minutes of it, at least.
Fink right wing, met by Scholes, trailing Doiak, tried to get it to the point, unsuccessful, taken away by Horbach, 1-on-2, Jack Horbach 1-on-3, fans off to the near side wall and fires it all the way back to open ice in Wisconsin zone, which wastes more time. The only man to get to it was Hensler, and he sends it 200 feet down. The Badgers have 10 seconds left to kill off on Mosley's five-minute major.
Beautiful.
And the crowd appreciating what they see from the Cardinal and White. Badgers kill off that five-minute power play for Penn State. Wisconsin at full strength. Pass out at center, intercepted by Dexheimer. Scholl was already deep in the Penn State zone, has to touch up. Badgers now onside. So the PK comes through. Excellent job by Wisconsin's penalty kill. 1-0 Nittany Lions, 7:10 to go in the opening period.
And now we'll find out what we're going to do with that extra forward.
Now a steal. Tassie with a chance. Oh, he never got a shot off as he walked to the net. He took it away from Carter Shade. Now here's a pass slot. Fanning off left Finley. Can't control. Now he does. Looking backside. Finley slot. Shot. Oh, Scholl shot. Sticked aside by Sergeyev. Then misplayed by Weebush to the corner. Tassie's got it. Finley taps it out to the left point. Hensler faked right. Came back left. Trying to cut around the defenseman. He's got it behind the net. Centering pass for Scholl. He swung and missed. Sawyer gets it back. Blast by Tassie. Off the head of Sergeyev to the point. Dexheimer redirect Tassie, covered by Sergeyev. A whistle stops play. The penalty kill inspired the crowd and the Badgers, who started peppering Arseny Sergeyev, but still trailing Penn State 1-0 with 6:29 left in the opening period. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin 5-6-3 at home this season. The students don't seem to care what the record is. They just show up in droves. The rest of the crowd still filing in. Rather light for a Friday night here in February for Wisconsin hockey. Lascasi with the puck at the red line, dumps it into the zone to our left. Nice redirect breakout pass to the stick of Tyler Puckett. Now it's Peters. Backside Puckett feeds in front, intended for Peters. Canceled out by the stick of Palatichuk. They're able to hold. Christensen fires it to the right point in Mack. His pass was shot, blocked by Fitzgerald. Two. Lead feed for Lascasi. Two on one with Kukkonen. Lascasi left wing, dangles, tried to go five hole, and Sergeyev made the stop and pedaled it to the near side wall.
Woofta.
Lascasi had Kukkonen, but the defender took Kukkonen, allowing Lascasi to walk in, and Sergeyev came up with a big stop. Here's Anthony Kerr, center point to his right, tried to push it towards the net, got it again, chipped it right over the top of the cage. Oh, Anthony Kerr trying to make something happen offensively.
Scoring phenom.
Yet to score a goal this season, but he's got 10 helpers. Now Penn State tries to exit its zone. Dowiak got a piece of it all the way down. That's too strong, though. Icing call on the Nittany Lions, so the Badgers get an offensive zone faceoff. 5:15 to go in the first, trailing 1-0. The Badgers' offense starting to generate a few things here, Ian.
Yeah, they are. And the last shift before we went to a commercial break was very kind of reminded me of the way Badger hockey was in the first semester, where frustration, but just keep peppering them. I see that the line change has been made where they're going to bump Simon Tassie up to the right side with Gavin Morrissey and Quinn Finley.
Yep.
Pretty natural transition, I think.
Well, they suited 13 forwards. We'll see a little bit more of Adam Pietoli. Here's Finley now, right circle, carries backhand towards the net, knocked off his stick, ricochets near his side, Puckett scoops it out to center, but Penn State can only change one, now two of its five skaters. Finley at the center circle. Wheels back into his own zone. Now up the left wing, got through three Nittany Lions and gives chase and retrieved the puck in the corner. Mack wiped out, lost his stick, passed by Finley. Too hard to handle all the way down the ice it comes. And now Penn State will change and the Badgers will mix things up too. With 4.5 minutes left of the first period, 1-0 Nittany Lions. Reese Laubach scored at 3:10 after a Badgers defensive zone turnover. Lindmark now, red line, he'll dump it in, but no, it hit the linesman. Getting in the way, the linesman, Dan Cohen. That feeds Penn State's offense, 2-on-2 the other way. Although Badgers do a nice job defensively, Palatichuk and Dexheimer with help from Lindmark. Long-range shot by Amon off the end boards. Horbach just got spun around with an elbow up near the head. That from the body of Braden Ford, a delayed penalty coming up on Penn State. The Badgers will get another power play. Ford went upstairs and knocked Horbach, spun him around a little bit, and the referees are going to chat, and we'll see if they're going to look at video replay if this should be a major penalty.
Interestingly enough, when you see Jack Horbach get hit, it's a lot of times it's an Academy Award-winning performance.
Call on the ice is a major penalty for head contact.
So they'll have to review it, I'm assuming.
They're going to take a look at it and determine whether or not it warrants a 10-minute misconduct like what happened with Rylan Mosley earlier in this period. So, boy, all of a sudden things could change here again rather quickly. Time of the penalty, 16 minutes. Braden Ford, in his Penn State debut, scored a goal in his very first game at Alaska. He hasn't scored since. He's been in and out of the lineup as Ford. And here, one way to get out of the lineup is to take penalties. And this one may cost them
little bit more than 2 minutes. Again, on the ice, it was called a five-minute major. Hey, folks, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's at the School of Medicine and Public Health. And you can assist us and try to end Alzheimer's, too. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. You know, right now there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease, but groundbreaking research at UW-Madison is improving lives and working to slow and prevent the disease while providing outreach and support for families. Again, visit goalsforacure.org. Well, what do you think here, Ian? Is it going to be a five-minute, well, a misconduct on Ford? They called it a five-minute major on the ice.
They called it a five-minute major on the ice. I don't know if they can change their mind or not, but the head snapped back, but I didn't honestly see that it was contact to the head. I thought he just hit him by the shoulder and snapped his head back, but not 100% sure. We'll have to.
Now Riley Bowles, the linesman, and Tom DeLaFranco over to talk with Badgers coach Mike Hastings. And Brian Hankus will come out on the scorer's table and try to tell us what's going on.
After further review, the ball on the ice is confirmed. It's a major game for head contact.
A major for head contact. He's done for the night. And Guy Ganowski doesn't like the explanation he's getting from the other referee, DeLaFranco. So the Badgers get a five-minute major. It's the old marble theory, Bill Howard. It's yeah. The marble theory.
Bill's laughing all the way right now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of marbles here over on the Penn State side. We better get some back on Bucky's side.
So Wisconsin gets its second Cunis power play, this one for 5 minutes.
And this will be the telltale sign with Mosley being gone.
Dexheimer, Finley, one-timer, gloved by the kneeling Sergeyev, and another face-off to come in the Penn State zone. That took just 7 seconds. Something Mike Hastings had talked about during the week, generating more offense, and you can do that with face-off plays, and that was a nice one right there.
Yeah, it works out for a while. When you come out of the scrum, everybody's looking from both teams where it is, and if you've got it, they're on the reaction part of it.
Face off again to the left of Sergeyev. Came free to Penn State. They lose it. Finley tees one up.
Ouch.
Blocked by the defenseman Shea, who actually lost the puck originally. And Wisconsin's Finley knocked down. Laskowski tries to center, goes off the skate. Badgers hold his own. Ben Dexheimer, left wing now. Finley outside the circle, looking down to the goal line. Laskowski, tap pass for Botterill, didn't get through. They're trying to work that small triangle to the right of the cage. Dexheimer back out high. Finley put it in front. Went off the right knee of Sergeyev. Botterill retrieves. One-time blast by Finley. Stopped by Sergeyev and cleared by Penn State. A few good looks for Wisconsin. Still 4:15 to go on this Cunis power play. Badgers down 1-0 late first period here in Madison.
Penn State defenseman Shade. Boy, that's a shift he wants to forget. Get hit by Finley. Lose your stick. Get hit again by Finley. Aye.
Tyson Dick dumps it in. Tassie played it to the corner. Fitzgerald tried to get it to the point, but didn't get a clean pass off. Good work at center by Hensler to slow the progress of Fink, but Fink chased it down in the Wisconsin zone. Hands off to Reese Lawback, and the right-hander will skate it out to center. Leaves it off for Christensen. He'll send it down, and the Badgers will get after the puck. 2.5 minutes to go in the first period. 3.5 minutes left on the Badgers' power play. Wisconsin down one. Here's Tyson Dick now. Dick across the line, shoves it into the left corner. Fitzgerald after it, rims it around to the far side. Tassie takes it off the wall, spins it back to the left corner. The Badgers had already vacated that area. Easy clear for Penn State.
Time for a change for both squads. I think the first power play unit, despite the fact that they're missing Ryland Mosley,
yep,
was a lot more conscientious in the zone.
There's Hensler up to center now to Finley. Gets around Mack, but didn't get the puck deep enough. Serrato able to battle along with Mack, and the puck deflects up over the glass and out of play. Badgers went 0-for-3 on the power play at Minnesota last weekend. When they took 5 of 6 points from Penn State and State College, they went 2-for-7 and actually finished off the finale by scoring 2 power play goals in the last 6 minutes or so.
The difference being, I don't remember either team having five-minute majors at Penn State.
No, there were none.
This is back-to-back.
Yep. And Penn State wins the faceoff and clears. Yeah, again, the Nittany Lions, number one in the country in faceoff percentage, 56%. The Badgers are number two. Wisconsin has the top faceoff man in the country, Owen Lindmark at 61%. Penn State has the second, Charlie Serrato at 60%. Finley dumps it in, chases it down. Three Nittany Lions on Finley. They win the puck and clear again.
I think both the Badger teammates at that time, Morrissey and Ryan Botterill, are expecting Finley to win that one-on-one battle. And when they don't...
Yep. Finley cross ice across the line. Liskoski tried to chip it towards the net. Taken away by Penn State. Fink fights through the stick check of Botterill. Nudged it ahead to center. Protects and then gave it away to Morrissey at neutral ice. 1:08 to go here in the first.
2:07 in the power play.
Yep. Badgers trailing 1-0. Shots on goal 8-6 in favor of Wisconsin. Here's Dexheimer, left wing, caught by Dick. Up the middle now, Fitzgerald, right wing, reaching for it, Lindmark. Following up, Tassie. Fitzgerald, tap pass to the point, Hensler. 50 seconds to go in the period. Tyson Dick, down low left. Tassie wheeling pass towards the slot intended for Lindmark. Broken up by Carson Dick, the senior from Lethbridge, Alberta. And again, Penn State clears.
Nice setup. Very nice setup. This group has played together long enough that they understand where everybody else is going to be.
Fitzgerald tried to force a pass cross ice and went off the skate of his teammate, but Christian retrieved and finds that teammate, Simon Tassie, right side. Hensler hits the brakes to avoid Puckett. Now turns back right, has Puckett spinning around a little bit. Lindmark straight on, his shot blocked by Christensen. Dick after it, Badgers have it. Goal line right, Fitzgerald out high. Hensler, 8 seconds to go in the period. Hensler spinning around out high. 5 seconds left. Fitzgerald turnaround shot. That went off a stick to the corner. Penn State's Christensen after it. Protects himself and the puck, and the horn sounds, ending the opening period. Badgers will have 1 minute of power play hockey when the second period begins. Two major penalties in the first, one on each team. The lone goal scored by Penn State's Reese Laubach. It's 1-0 Nittany Lions after one period of play. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to saving design at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, Wisconsin got a power play 38 seconds in, failed to convert, and then about 7 minutes later, Ryland Mosley took a five-minute major penalty for head contact, was kicked out of the game. Penn State got 5 minutes of power play hockey, failed to convert. And then Braden Ford took a five-minute major for head contact. At the 16-minute mark, the Badgers had a five-minute power play, failed to score on the first 4 minutes, 60 seconds of man advantage hockey for the Badgers when the second period begins. Penn State, 6 shots on goal. Tommy Scarfoni with 5 saves. Arseniy Sergeyev stopped all 8 Badger bids in the opening frame. The lone goal scored by Reese Laubach, the San Jose Sharks draft choice a couple of years ago. It came at 3:10. Aiden Fink, the lone helper for Laubach, is the 11th of the year. So the Badgers had an early power play, got a couple of chances, didn't convert, and then a mistake in the defensive zone leads to their only goal. The Badgers penalty kill did its job and got the crowd and the team going a little bit. And now in this major power play, though, it's kind of lulled a bit.
I think what happens is that you have your third and fourth line guys who are killing penalties, and you get into a situation where they're going back to back. You saw Horbach and Lindmark, and then you saw Morrissey and whatever else, and all of a sudden the guys like Adam Pietila, Sawyer, Scholl, Tyson, Dick, who aren't out there killing penalties during that five-minute span. As soon as the penalty's over, they get to play again. And we saw a minute and a half to 2 minutes of really intense Badger forechecking because those guys are rested. And they got shots on net, and they won loose puck battles. It's the mental part of it that I've missed about seven shifts in a row here. Let me get going. So you get back to five-on-five hockey, and your quote-unquote third, fourth liners turn around and do a great job at the end of the period.
All right, the Badgers down 1-0 after one period of play. Stay tuned. The first intermission report brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brew Pub, Lotsa Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub Lotsa Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Yourself.
Only goal in the opening period from Penn State's Reese Laubach. Aiden Fink and now Tyler Puckett given an assist as well. Penn State scored 3-10 in. Badgers down 1-0 during the AmFam first intermission report. We'll check the Big Ten scoreboard when we come back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or Choose Chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Elsewhere in the Big Ten, league-leading Michigan State and fourth-place Michigan tied at one after two periods in East Lansing. Carson Dorward has scored for the Spartans. T.J. Hughes for the Wolverines. Badgers would like a little help from MSU, if at all possible. Wisconsin currently 1 point behind Michigan for fourth place in the Big Ten. Second, third, or fourth. If you finish there in the Big Ten, you get a home quarterfinal series. Badgers would love to be at home for the first round of the playoffs. And in South Bend, Ohio State has a 3-1 lead, third period of play against Notre Dame. The Buckeyes trying to secure a top three finish. They look pretty solid right now in third place. We'll see them next weekend in Columbus.
Yeah, I've never been to a game at Ohio State. And when we played, that was the biggest barn, or the smallest barn, yeah, that I had ever played in.
It's like a little muni rink on, yeah, campus. It's part of the ROTC building at Columbus. Yeah. Now they play in the Schottenstein Center, which seats about 20,000 for basketball. Probably, yeah, too big for Ohio State hockey, but they're looking into maybe building a hockey rink for the men's and women's program someday. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. Had some other alumni update this,
yeah,
weekend.
Okay.
Did you watch TV?
I have watched TV. What we have to do, though, is take our final break. Can we get to the alumni after,
sure,
this commercial break? I know. We have so much time in the intermissions, Ian, to chat. Back in 2 minutes with the second period. It's 1-0 Penn State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Badgers have 1 minute of power play hockey to start the second period, trailing Penn State 1-0, and replacing the ejected Rylan Mosley now on the number one power play unit is Christian Fitzgerald. Here's Gavin Morrissey across the line. Badgers onside. Morrissey works down the right wing wall out to the point in Dexheimer. Left wing now Finley, met by Mack. Taps back Dexheimer. Looks right wing Morrissey. Morrissey skates outside the circle. Straight away now left wing Finley. To the goal line, Liskoski redirected it in front, but Fitzgerald was back near the hash marks. Badgers hold the zone. Dexheimer retrieves out by the blue line. Off balance, pass slot. Fitzgerald with his back to the net. Tapped it out to Morrissey. He could turn and shoot. He was wide open. Here's Dexheimer now working to his right. Finley cuts off to his left. Mack on him again to the goal line behind the net. Finley, 10 seconds to go on the Badgers power play. A 360 Finley out to Dexheimer. His shot blocked by Keaton Peters, and he clears, and that'll do it for the Badgers power play. 0-2 tonight. 7 minutes of man advantage hockey, 4 shots on goal. Penn State at full strength.
A lot of good territorial advantage, but no penetration to the net.
Pietola rims it around to the far side. Scholl tied up there. They move the puck to Carter Shade from Mars. You know he's from Mars. Steals by Scholl. Puts it in front. Oh, Tyson Dick denied by Sergiev. Rebound went off the far post, I believe, Sergio had stacked his pads.
He made two point-blank saves.
Now Pietola, center ice, Dick. Tyson Dick tied up by Lawback. Fights through it. Pass back from Pietola to Dick just out of his reach. Taken away by Jania. Little left-hander flying into the Wisconsin zone, but slowed by Anthony Kerr. Held up by the Badgers 50-year defenseman, and Wisconsin plays it out to center. That's where their freshman defenseman Jason Gallucci dumps it down in, and Hensler goes to get it for Wisconsin. Tyson Dick turned 21 yesterday. He had a goal and an assist in the Badgers' five-point weekend in State College back in November. Owen Lindmark throwing his body around. Dick off the end boards, tried to drag it towards the front of the net. It's to the right of the goaltender, Sergiev, who's on his knees, and then it's pitched up and out. Here's DeMarsico now. Wheeling pass to Serrato, too far in front of him, though. Charlie Serrato after it in the corner, and then he threw it away. And the Badgers on the attack to our right. Ryan Botterill with Jack Horbach. Botterill dumps it in. Horbach first to it. Botterill tried to draw it off the end boards. Slowed by the defenseman Christensen. Gallucci goes after it. Bumped away from the puck. Here's Wisconsin's Fitzgerald wraparound. Sergiev made the stop. Oh, did Fitzgerald move quickly? And now Botterill fires one left circle wide. Fitzgerald's got it in the corner. Tied up, but fights through that contact. Trying to support his Botterill. Kukin it out there as well for the Badgers. Fitzgerald just had his stick yanked out of his hands. Long-range shot by Dexheimer. Wide to the stick side of Sergiev. And taken by Penn State. J.J. Wiebusch to the near side. Puck still in the Penn State zone. Good forechecking by the Badgers before the Nittany Lions get it out to center. 3 minutes gone by, second period, 1-0 Penn State.
That's the type of intensity and puck movement you'd love to see every night.
Penn State dumps it in. Anthony Kerr after it for Wisconsin. Hounded by Dylan Lugris, but the Badgers now have the puck. Here's Gavin Morrissey. 9 goals, 29 points for the freshman. Kukkonen across the line, dumps it in behind the net. Morrissey didn't have an angle to the puck. Penn State did. They'll come out of there with it. Nicholas DeGraves, freshman from Edmonton. With Carson Dick, the senior alternate captain, coughed it up. Liskoski, right wing Morrissey, doesn't look at the net. Stick handling outside the top of the right circle. Here's Kerr now, skates right goal line, back behind the net. Anthony Kerr turns and fires to the right of the goaltender. Sergiev save. It bounced back to Anthony Kerr, who takes it off the left wing wall, cuts to the net, tried to pass to Morrissey instead of shooting, and it went off a skate. Tassi retrieves. Here's a chance for Morrissey, trying to wrap it around, and Sergiev got his left skate to the pipe and made the stop and covered.
We had the best advantage of the angle that we are at here in the press box, and as we look down on that, Sergiev was a little bit late getting to the post, and that puck just laid there. Morrissey trying desperately to chip it, hack it, chop it, whatever he could do to get it over the outstretched pad, but that was as good a scoring opportunity as the Badgers have had here 4 minutes into the first period.
Sergiev stopped 21 of 25 shots and a 5-4 loss to Wisconsin back in State College earlier this season. And then he got hurt in the finale, gave up 2 goals on 5 shots, left 4 minutes into the game, replaced by Noah Grannon, a Germantown native. Puck right in front of the net, but paddled back below the goal line by Sergiev. And he missed 8 games. Penn State went 0-5 in the Big Ten when Sergeyev got hurt, but he's back now, and they're playing better, 3-2-3 in their last eight conference games. Good hit by Wisconsin's Zach Schulz, and now contact. Paquette knocked down Tyson Dick. You hear the fans grumbling, but no penalty call. About 5 minutes gone by in the second. Badgers down 1-0. The Nittany Lions, Casey Amon from Johnstown, PA, with the puck. You have heard the Amon name before. Jack Amon played at Colorado College back in the mid-portion of last decade. Penn State dumps it in. After it, Dexheimer, hard rim around. Finley with it at the red line. Walks across the blue line. Two Nittany Lions back. Morrissey now. Slot pass. Polonichuk got a shot off. Sergeyev save. Polonichuk got hooked as he pulled the trigger. Yep. Another Kunis power play coming up for Wisconsin.
And Quinn Finley is not happy. The Badgers had control of the puck. It just tipped off a stick of Penn State's defenseman. Defenseman at that point in time, which I think was Casey Amon. And they blew the whistle. The Badgers had full control of the puck,
yep,
and could have been on a technically a man advantage had the goaltender gotten to the bench on time. But that was a little weird.
Isn't it supposed? It is supposed to be possession, not just touching it with a stick or your elbow or something. It's supposed to be possession, which draws the whistle. That was not the case. That's why Finley complained. But the penalty to Amon for hooking at 5:16. Badgers get a Kunis power play. Lindmark kicked out of the faceoff circle. Simon Tassi will step in to the left of Sergeyev. And Tassi won the draw from Serrato. Long-range shot. Actually, that was Doiak, who then blocked the shot. Hensler with it. Center point. Now Lindmark. Right circle back to Hensler. Fanned a shot. Boy, he wanted to fire that thing through the goaltender and the net. Hensler, though, able to hold the zone. Badgers have the puck. Straight away, it's Hensler. Shoots one. Goes off the body of Doiak. Lindmark then overskates. Hensler pinched in to keep it alive. It's loose to the blue line. Juggled a little bit and then flies over the glass. And reaching for a young man right in the front row makes a nice catch.
I think Simon Tassi is going to have to pay rent down there in front of the crease. Hensler's just looking for him all the time. And if you look at the replay of that, when he fanned on that shot, Simon was parked right in front. He goes off after the fan, and then he comes back in front. But amazingly enough, neither defenseman from Penn State seems to be too concerned with him standing there.
That's one of the neutralized faceoff. Fitzgerald pass to Finley off the stick. Shade after it, gets there first, bumps it back for Serrato, a little time and space. Skates in front of the benches, continues to carry the puck, then Fitzgerald shoulders him down and frees the puck for Dexheimer. Up the middle now to Fitzgerald, center circle, right wing pack Liskoski, back to Morrissey in the slot, had his pocket picked from behind by Serrato. Badgers regain possession of the puck, however. Liskoski with it left wing, ran into his teammate and a Nittany Lion. They're trying to pull it free, and they do, and cleared by Nicholas DeGraves. 50 seconds left in the Wisconsin power play. 0-for-2 so far tonight. And again, Penn State in league play, its penalty kill 69%. Gave up 3 power play goals in the last 8 chances against. Now Fitzgerald, slot pass, Dexheimer shooting one, right pass, save Sergeyev. They can't reach to clear. Good hold, Fitzgerald. Dexheimer, pass in front, got off the left knee of Sergeyev. Finley now below the goal line. It's Liskoski. 25 left on the power play. Sauce pass outside. Dexheimer blast by Finley. Blocked by Mack. Held in by Fitzgerald. Wheels a pass to Dexheimer. Walks right down Wisconsin Avenue. His shot blocked. Loose slot. Shot by Fitzgerald too high. Finley now defended by Christensen below the goal line. Badgers getting chances on this power play. Have yet to convert. Penn State again tries to clear. Puck ricochets into midair.
Look
it's loose
out
at center. They've got a 2-on-1. Peters right wing, filling the lane. Amon left wing. Oh, Peters shot denied by Scarfoni with a blocker. Loose puck came to the near side. Amon couldn't get there for an easy tap in. Here comes Wisconsin on the rush. Lindmark now, right wing pass. Carrot handcuffed him. Nudged ahead by Penn State. Genia with it. Can he get around Hensler? He's going to give it a try. Actually fell down as Hensler and he made some body contact along the wall. Now taken back by Wisconsin. Tyson Dick through center. Bad pass intercepted by the defenseman Gallucci. And then sent all the way back Wisconsin's way, and Hensler has to hustle after it. 1-0 Penn State. 12 minutes to go, second period. Badgers with 16 shots on goal. Penn State only 2 in this period. Here's Crespo with a rocket from the blue line. Missed the net. Kukkonen settles it down and comes ahead with it. at the Penn State blue line. Stops, shoots one. Sergeyev off his right shoulder. Rebound there, but Janiev picks it up for Penn State. Throws it to the corner, and then Kukkonen and Crespo battle for it. Gallucci able to come up and pitchfork it out to center, and the Badgers take it from there. Jack Phelan showing his stick-handling ability as he's double-teamed, then gave it away. Janiev, Scholes, though, helps his D partner and takes the puck away. Good play by Zach Scholes. He snaps off a pass to center, too far for Scholes. Serrato then placed it to the near side, and Weebush, his centering pass, intercepted by Botterill. White right wing feed to Scholes, lost it, trying to win it back, delayed offside called on Wisconsin. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. 1-0 Penn State. Brian and Ian here at the Kohl Center in this series opener. Dexheimer, Pilatichuk, Morrissey, Finley, and Tassie on the ice right now for Wisconsin. Finley gains the line, dumps it behind the net. Tassie playing for the right winger, Rylan Mosley, who was ejected for a 5-minute major for head contact, is moved up. And the puck out at center and chipped in by Carson Dick. Lugris gives chase. Pilatichuk there first. Didn't recognize a man off to his left, and a centering pass goes off Scarfoni to the middle of the ice, but the Badgers get possession. Here's Morrissey out at the red line. He'll dump it in. And Sergeyev will stop it behind his net for Simon Mack. And stayed up to center. Puck caroms into midair. Anthony Kerr tied up. Gave it away. Look out. Oh, Puckett. His shot was denied by Scarfoni. Now a pass in front. Scarfoni comes up huge on the pinpoint shot by Laubach.